Blog Talk Radio.
Hell, if you guys just call in, we'll talk all day about one subject. If it hits home,
then call once again 347-826-7278. So let's go ahead and give a little tribute to our sponsors here. We got Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas because I know I was, and I know I am, and I know my coaching staff is. We Adidas out. You know what I'm saying? Adidas out. You know, like Audi 5000, we Adidas out. What else we got? We got Rogers Athletic Company, the official athletic company of the Women's Football Camp and Conference. You know, where the good get better. We got Enterprise. Why pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up, and you can roll out in their vans and go all over the United States and come back, and you only get charged one price. So anyway, you know what I'm saying? Pick Enterprise because they will pick you up. And then we got 22nd Fitness, the official fitness partner of Four Quarters of Coach Lee, because I don't got this body for nothing. You know what I'm saying? I can go run a marathon right now because of my 20 fitness program that I'm running. And then also the showgirls are, but, hey, we got to get back. We got to stay on it because this weekend we were huffing and puffing. But I'll talk about that a little bit later. Is that everybody? I think that's everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we hear Four Quarters with Coach Lee, and we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, you know what I'm saying? The good, the bad, the ugly. And it was some ugly stuff that went down this weekend that I'm just laughing at. But you know what? You got to tune in. You got to stay straight. And let's get this party started like we always do. And that's the sound of a deep kick. Deep, deep, deep kick. Because that's what we talk about here in women's football. The deepness. You know, stopping that team from going. Now, even though I live by that philosophy, it didn't pan out this weekend, but that's quarter number two. So let's go ahead and go quarter number one. Quarter number one. Let's talk about, you know, a little review of what took place this weekend. You know, it was week two for some teams. It was game two for some teams. It was opening game. And, I don't know everything that went down. All I can do is go by what scores that I'm looking at. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the IWFL real quick and go down and everything. So there was a couple of surprises there as well. But I'm still wondering if they're putting the scores under scoreboard because it's killing me when I can't go to the scoreboard to look for scores and there's no scores. So you know I always got to go to the number one source, and that's the Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com. So I'm going to excuse myself out of the room, out of the chat room, so I can move on and see what the results were from week two. So I guess we start off with the WFA because that's what my man Mike, Big Mike B, you know, Mike B be doing it on the Ning board. He keeps it rolling. You know, I throw it out there, and he just takes it and roll with it. But anyway, we got the Pittsburgh Passion 56, the Erie Illusion 14. We got Chicago 469, the Minnesota Machine 0. Now, that was probably one of the biggest scores. Not scores, but I thought that was going to be a much closer game. I just knew that the Machine are a much improved team. I know I worked with some of their players in previous football camps. I didn't work with them this year, but I know they had a professional coach that played professional ball for the Minnesota Vikings, and they got a good program over there. Believe it or not, they got a good program, and I know that my man, Coach Mark Ring, has also worked with the Minnesota Machine. So that's a surprising score. We got the Philadelphia Liberty Bells 52, the New England Nightmare 0. We got the Columbus Comets 55, Pittsburgh Force 0. We got the Detroit Dark Angels 33, Cincinnati Sizzle 7. We got the Miami Fury 52, Gulf Coast Riptide 14. We got the Toledo Rain 23, Kentucky Karma 0. And I want to throw a big shout out to my girl, Coach Mitchie over there with Toledo Ring, starting off 2-0. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I know you're taking your bumps and bruises, but now, hey, it's coming back. We got the DC Divas 55. We got the Keystone Assault 6. We got the KC Tribe 82, Iowa Explosion 0. Woo! That's going to be quarter number two. So we'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to talk about the Tampa Bay. No, we ain't going to talk about it. But Tampa Bay Pirates 26. Carolina Rage and Wolves 6. We got the Dallas Diamonds 39. Houston Power 14. Look like them Diamonds still doing what the Diamonds do. You know what I'm saying? And that's a win, baby. Win. We got the Jacksonville Dixie Blues 42. Palm Beach Punishers 12. We got the St. Louis Slam 43, Indiana Crush 6. Hold on.
You see what I'm thinking? Yep, that's not for us here at the center. It's that's a private practice. Okay? All right. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm back, y'all. You didn't need no music. But anyway, I know, B, that you wide awake. Anyway, here we got the Jacksonville Dixie Blues 42. We got the Palm Beach Punishers, my bad, 12. We got the St. Louis Slam 43. Indiana Crush, 6. We got the Central Cal War Angels, 38. Utah Blitz, 0. And that was actually in a semi-blizzard / snowstorm. It might have been. It's a snowstorm to me if it's just snow, period. So if it was lightly fluffy, that's still a snowstorm to me. Anyway, we got the New Orleans Blitz, 14. The Acadiani. I just know it's a Zadico. I love my Zadico. So they had 8. I think that was a great game. And, again, they're going to get that first victory. It's coming. They're getting better and better. We got the Memphis Soul, 38. Little Rock Wildcats, 14. We got the Memphis. Oh, I already said that, didn't I? Ooh, we got the San Diego Surge, 84. Las Vegas Showgirls, Hot Dogs, 0. We got the Central Florida Anarchy, 36. Savannah Sabres, 14. Austin Outlaw 68, Tulsa Eagles 8. Pacific Warriors 40, San Diego Steam 0. Kansas City Spartans 14, Nebraska Stampede 12. Sound like a great game. Bay Area Bandits 36, Portland Fighting Philly 0. Arizona Assassins. And if I had a standing ovation, God dang it, I would be. Matter of fact, I'm about to stand up. Hold on. Arizona Assassins, 21. Silver State Legacy, 8. You know how I feel about that. And I don't hide my feelings, God dog it. You know what I'm saying? You leave me, you never win. You know what I'm saying? You leave me, you never win. But anyway. IWFL, Montreal Blitz, 12. Manchester Freedom, 6. North Texas Knockout, 19. Monterey Black Mambas, 6. We got the Wisconsin Warriors, 36. Madison Cougars, 0. We got the Atlanta Ravens / X-Explosion. I think they're going to change their name, so I'm going to respect them and call them the Ravens because that's what they want to be. That's what they're going to be. Houston Energy, 15. I thought my man B-Wig was going to, you know, gonna get into that. You know, win this whole thing, baby. You won and won. It's all good. Win some, you lose some. Carolina Phoenix, 36. That's my girl, JK. Baltimore Nighthawks, 8. We got the Iowa Crush, 20. Minnesota Vixens, 6. We got the Portland Shockwaves, 21. Seattle Majestic, 0. That was probably my biggest upset there. I didn't think the Shock was going to be shocking the Majestics again this season. I know they took care of business last year, but my coaches are back over there with the Majestics. And I just knew they got them back on the road. We got the Sacramento Sirens, 21. Modesto Maniac, 14. I think I got another call coming in, but I will see.
Is that for me? Was that call for me? Oh, they hung up. It was a call that came in.
Anyway, like I said, I knew I had a call coming in. Where were we at? We just talked about the Sacramento Sirens, 21 Modesto Maniac. Hey, that means that Modesto is definitely improving. 14, only lost by 7. They're coming, y'all. They're coming. We got the New England Intensity, 28. Maine Rebels, 0. Memphis Belle, 16. Tennessee Valley Tigers, 14. That sounds like a great game. And we got the California Quake, 60. Tucson Monsoon, 6. And we had the West Virginia Bruisers, 8. Tate Field Thunder, 6. and we had some indie action. We had the Beamington Tiger Cats 40, Three River Explosion 12. And I think that was Tiger Cats' first win. So congratulations to them Tiger Cats. Hey, I know how it feels to get your first win in your history of your organization. So, again, that is the recap. That's the score. Like I said, it sounded like it was some great games out there. And like I said, you know, teams are going to improve. Teams are going to do what they do. Like I said, the biggest upset that I, you know, pick on the board, that I didn't pick on the board, would have been the Seattle Majestic thing and Portland Shockwaves, as well as, man, what did I do with that page? Hot dog. See what happens when you change pages so quick? Let me go back. Oh, here we go. Who was my other upset of the week to me? Oh, I'm using energy. Come on, B-Wig. Got to get your stuff together, baby. Come on now. Got to get it going, baby. Got to get it going. And I thought my Zatico was going to get a win this week. So, again, when I did my picks, I think I did pretty good. I probably got 95% of the teams right. And, of course, I'm never going to go against my team no matter what, no matter what the odds are. You know, so I lost that one. But I ain't worried about it. It's all fun, you know. So, again, recapping this all up, it was some great football this weekend. And I definitely want to shout out my man Food, who's enlightening everyone, you know, about the closeness of a lot of games. You know, everybody always worried about the blowouts, you know, and the discrepancy amount of points. But recognize good games when you see good games, and talk about good games when you see good games, be it live in person, over the internet, or just seeing the score itself. You know, let's focus on the positivity instead of the negativity. And I definitely want to, you know, let Food know that that's some great advice out there. So for those who didn't know what the scores were, those were the scores, some good, some bad, some ugly. And, shoot, I was on the end of an ugly one. So, like I said, I am at you. I'm doing what I do. You're rocking four quarters, Coach Lee. And like I said, if you want to call in, you can dial in 347-826-7278. You can hit me up live chat room here on the Neen board, the number one women's football information board. You know what I'm saying? So, again, let me check on in, see if there's anything. Let's see if there's anything discussed so far. All righty then. We got some more folks in the room. We're stacking up in the women's football group.neen.com board. If you ain't in it, you definitely missing. You missing out. I mean, we got lots of folks up here. We rocking 20 people live, asking questions, talking about this, talking about that. And that's what the Neen board is all about. I mean, like I said, that's what I do. I promote football. I don't give a dang. What league you in? You independent? You in the league, that league, this league? What league? It don't matter. If you're playing football, let's play ball. So, again, let's move on. Let's move on. We don't have any callers, so we just move on because everybody wants me to talk about what's going on. Because I let me just go ahead and say it. Quarter number two, what you going to do? You know, I don't know. But the fact is, Coach Lee got his ass whooped this weekend. And people were questioning and feeling sorry for me and, oh, am I okay? Damn it, it's just a loss. In the record book, it says what? We're 0-1 in league. We're 1-1 as a team this year. So that's no big deal. A loss is a loss. You lose by 2 points, you lose by 100 points. It only counts for one loss. So, yes, Coach Lee is feeling good, yo. I'm not feeling bad. You know, and the question was the mercy rule. Coach Lee, why didn't you implement the mercy rule? Well, to me, F the mercy rule. You know, my thing is the safety of the kids. The safety of the kids. Hold on 1 second. Yeah. When you need them by before you finish?
Yeah.
8 o'clock? All right, I got you. All right. So, again, let me go back. I said F the mercy rule. You know, my thing is football is for 60 minutes, just like this show, Four Quarters of Coach Lee, okay? I'm a fearless leader. I don't quit. Now, if I was jeopardizing the health of my players, that's something different. But if my players are playing and just making mental mistakes and not making tackles, and the most important thing, and not getting hurt, we're going to play 60 minutes. Football is football. I have no mercy for you. It's not a merciful sport. Again, if it was a concern about safety, that's a different issue. But to get my butt whooped, hey, there's nothing like it. 2006, I paid $15,000 to go play Houston because Houston was a championship caliber team. Matter of fact, they had won the championship the year that we came in. I paid $15,000, that means flight and hotel and crap like that, to get there because I wanted to see what a championship caliber team was about because we had to build to show the girls what you need to work and achieve towards. So, no, I wasn't following the mercy rule. In 2006, I told Bryant Wiggins, halftime score was like 38-0. I said, Coach, don't you let up on me. Don't take them damn starters out. My girls got to learn. Again, it wasn't a safety issue. It was because we just getting our ass whooped. That was the bottom line. Now, going into this situation, to this game.
Yeah, I haven't seen Kevin. He's left out of six.
Okay. My thing is this. I knew what I was going into when I went into it. I know this is going to be the best and most talented team there is. It's the closest to a championship team here on the West Coast. My thing was to win battles. Not to win the game. People thought I was BSing all week long, that I was trying to undermine and try to manipulate. I'm not a manipulator. I'm a realist. I was trying to tell you guys, my girls ain't ready, but they need to see what they got to do to get ready. So, again, I'm not going to be the leader and throw the flag in just because we losing on the scoreboard. Again, if it wasn't a safety issue, let's play ball. Let's play ball. Okay? We had plenty of people. We suited up 27. It wasn't the right 27, but it was 27 bodies. You know? Yes, you know, some went both ways and did everything else. But sometimes you got to take an ass whooping in order to open the eyes up of your players. You see what I'm saying? Because just 2 weeks earlier, we had a game. And we played against a team that was just as good, if not better, than we were, a little bit more experienced. We came out on top because we fought hard. So I don't want to teach my football team that when you play against the average Joes and the Joettes and the James, that it's okay to play the whole 60 minutes. You know, you want to be tested, play against the best. I want to coach against the best. So, again, don't feel sorry for me because I got my ass whooped. You know, that's not football. That's like saying, crying. You don't cry in baseball. Well, shit, you gonna cry in? Oops, look at me. I'm cursing because I'm so hyped up. My bad. Let me clean up this act because I might have a 2-year-old on the other line listening. But the fact is, it's okay to get your butt whooped. You live to fight another day. Our day will come next week. We play somebody else. It can't get no worse. Again, my main consideration is the safety of my players. If the safety of the players were in danger, I'm all good. Now, going to the surge, you're not going to find a team as deep as they are. You're not going to find a team that can go to their second-string quarterback and be a starter on somebody else's team. You're not going to be able to go to another team and have a whole second group of linemen come in just on offense. You're not going to have the defensive backs on the second string better than the starters on another team. It's a stacked team. I love it. Nothing wrong with it. It's taking the women's football to the next level. You know, am I in agreement with how some of the players went over there and why they went over there? They did a LeBron James situation. Oh, I'm taking my talents to San Diego. I'm not in agreement with that. Not at all. But, you know, it is what it is, you know. Again, my team is fresh rookies. I only got one player that played 6 years for me, and that's Kerry Walters, two-time three-time team MVP, dedicated, hard worker. But she knows that, you know, her time is coming to an end, and she want to give all that she can. She know I'm not a quitter, you know. So, again, she's leaving her. I don't want to use the word that starts with an L, you know. She's going to be pushing for the best. She's been here before. I've been here before. But the mercy rule, again, if I chose to want to do it, I would have done it. I told the ref that I wasn't going to do it at the beginning of the game. Because I told my girls up front, I said, ladies, there's going to be two ways this game go. We're going to play perfect and win ugly, meaning low score, or we're going to get our ass whooped. You can ask any of the girls on my team, because I'm a realist. I tell them straight up. What I want to see you do is fight. Fight and fight. Not fight to knock somebody out and get kicked out the game, but play to your best ability, knowing that you're going to be out-talented out there or out-athleted out there, if they're the words. That's my Ebonics speaking now. But Deion Lee is okay. Coach Lee is okay. It's a learning experience, you guys. It is a learning experience. I've seen other blowouts. Like I said, I give props to the Surge. They did nothing out of the norm. They did nothing to run up the score. There was no reverses or trick plays or things. They just played hard. That's the bottom line. When you got good players that are second string, they want to score too. I don't doubt. I told coaches, all their coaches, good job. You know, I told them, don't apologize. What you apologize for? We're playing football. You didn't run up the score. That's their offense. Hell, when they ran the ball, they were getting yards. When they passed the ball, they were getting yards. I'd rather them pass because the quarterback is at least 50%. You know, it's a 50-50 chance that they might not complete it. They didn't throw a bomb. They caught short passes on us. So, again, my players were there. They just didn't make the play. So, again, it's a learning lesson, folks. It's a learning lesson. BJ, I don't know if I got anybody on the line that wanted to speak on it, you know, because, again, I saw a lot of things on the Ning board, you know, about, wow, blowout, blowout, blowout. I can't speak for the 82-0 game, you know. Again, another super team playing up against a least experienced team. Again, if the health of the players aren't in jeopardy, play ball. Shut up and play ball. Don't cry about it. Be about it. Because guess what? A year or two from now, we'll be there. 2006, we were on the bottom. By 2009, guess what? We were on top. We were winning games like that. You know, but we weren't as deep in depth as this team. But again, that's just football. And when you don't have the consistency of having the same team each and every year, you know, that's what happens. So, again, we going to be all right. I'm all right. My players are all right. We only had one player that got hurt. She'd be all right. A little elbow bruise. But you know what? That's football. You know, now if the Surge was, you know, doing double reverses, trick plays, and running, I don't think they even punted the ball. You know what I'm saying? We had them on 4th-and-25, but they were on the 38-yard line in the first quarter, so they went for it. And my inexperienced defensive back let the girl get behind her. Hey, a couple of times. Went for it on 4th-and-inches because we had the momentum. A quarterback dropped the ball on the snap. Stuff happens. I wasn't trying to lose the game. I was trying to make the game interesting. Once they got up 28-0, the reality is, well, we're going to come back. Heck no. It's a matter of saying, okay, let's go. Everybody on my team played. Everybody played. You know what I'm saying? So, again, it's an experience. You got to get your butt whooped. No, let me put it the way I want to. You got to get your ass whooped sometime to understand what it feels like to get your ass whooped so that you don't get yourself in that situation again. See, we learned how to win the first game. We learned how to win, even though we made tons of mistakes. You know, we won playing sloppy. We lost playing sloppy. So what am I trying to do as a coach? Clean up the sloppiness. we will be better. We will be better. So again, my stance on the mercy rule is, again, and I'm reinforcing this for those who are out there, if I'm not jeopardizing the safety of my team and the players, let's play ball. Again, in the record book, all it says is we're 0-1 in WFA. It only counts as one loss no matter how many points you lost by. But a good coach is going to use it as a learning tool. Now, I'm going to sit up here and watch the film. There's not much that I can say about the film. I mean, I watched a little bit of it. It's too damn long. It's like 4 hours long. Camera guy filmed everything you could possibly film, including the injuries, you know, and the ambulance and everything else. National ambulance. I mean, you know, I'm BSing, but that's for real. But what can I get out of it? The experience is the most important thing that I got out of it. We got our ass whooped. Now what you going to do? Speaks volumes this week. What are we going to do against the Warriors? You know, as a coach, that's what I'm preaching. And I'm taking the positives. Did we stop them down by the goal line? Yes. Did we get turnovers? Yes. On a lot of the touchdowns, were we there to make the play? Yes, we just didn't make the play. Those are the things that I'm going to focus in on. I'm not going to focus in on the score. Score has nothing to do with it. As far as coaching. And that's the difference in the mercy rule that for me. Other people think, oh, just because you get up 35-0, get the clock running. Well, hell, we traveled 300-something miles. You think I wanted to end the game early? No, this is early in the season now. We need as much playing time as possible. This is why I preach so much about having round robins, having scrimmages, having preseason bowl games. Because, again, you're only going to get better by playing. You're not going to get better by just watching film. You're not going to get better just by practicing. Game situations are totally different. Game situations are totally different. Again, if you got any response to that, hey, call in. It's 347. What is it? Oh, 826-7278. You're going to take your bumps and bruises. You know, it's just like in, what's that movie, Friday? You know, when the dad was talking to Ice Cube because Ice Cube had a gun. You know, back in my day, we fought with these, son. These fists. You sissified now. You know, pulling out a gun. See, we fought. Got into the fight. Win or lose, we got a chance to live and fight another day. So don't punk out and pull the gun at the football game. Use it as a learning experience. And then coach up your team. Again, this is my first time being on this end of it, total end. The worst loss I've ever had in women's football, again, was 53-6 against the Houston Energy in 2006. So, yes, I ate some humble pie, but again, as a fearless leader, I got to keep pushing. I got to keep fighting. I got to get my troops, my girls together, to continue to fight, because if I give up on them, they're going to give up on me. And if I can make it a positive experience, even though you're getting your ass whooped, you're learning your lesson. And that's what it's all about. Learn your lesson, move on, and improve. Okay? But some teams, they only have 16 players going to the game, and that's why they give up at halftime and the game is over. That's what ruins football. It's not necessarily the full score. And yeah, Coach Nick, you just talking about that because you got your ass whooped. No, I've always said this. Pull out every tape that I've done for the show. I don't like the scores that way. And I recall myself even saying, there's no way in the world I'd get blown out like that. I'll run the ball. And I did all those things. We hiked the ball with 5 seconds to go in the 40-second clock. You know, we went under snap. We ran quarterback sneak. We got up slow. We did all the things that we can do to reduce the score. But when you punt the ball, and we punt the ball out of bounds, you know. But then they punt returner, you know, picks it up, knowing that she's a jet. Why kick it to her? I kicked out of bounds, but some balls hit the ground and bounce back to her. And she took them to the house. Our two number one plays were special teams, kickoff return and punt team. They returned two punts for touchdowns. Actually, three. One got called back. We threw two interceptions for pick six. They picked up a fumble for a touchdown and went 80 yards on, about 75 yards on that. So there's five touchdowns that we contribute to the surge. You know, we stopped. We didn't pass the ball in the second half. When we did, we ran a little hitch plays. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to build confidence in a quarterback that's never played football before. So again, my team is fresh and new. We ain't quitting. So anyway, I am moving on. You need Matisse.
All right.
There you go. All right. So again, you know my attitude towards coaching. You know my attitude towards football. I'm passive. Am I stubborn? Oh hell yeah. Do I like to lose? Oh hell no. I do not like to lose. But sometimes my stubbornness gets in the way, and I saw that in some of the Ningbo posts. You know, why Coach Lee didn't do this? Like I said, it's a learning lesson, folks. It's a learning lesson. And trust me, within a year, you'll hear about me. You'll hear about them showgirls again. Hell, we still got opportunity to still go 9-2 this year. We're not going to make the playoffs, but we still have opportunity to go 9-2 because the level of competition stoops back down to where we can win. You know, that's the reality. It's one game. We still got opportunity to go 9-2. Well, Coach, how are you going to go 9-2? You only play 8 games. Well, I got extra games. We're playing the Jinx twice, and we got the Legacy last game of the season. Or, as I put it, the XO girl, who happened to lose this week. So, in all, me getting my ass whooped 84-0 felt bad. But what felt good is seeing them assassins. Let me give them a standing ovation again. Beat the XO girls, you know? That's what I'm talking about. All right. So, again, that's my attitude. And like I said, that's my cockiness. That's everything. But if I don't exude those feelings, how will my players feel? You know? I know that my ex-girls miss some of my excitement on the sideline, some of my pep talk, because I groomed them that way. I just saw film. I'm laughing. I'm laughing at it. The reason why, because they're trying to do something that they can't do. They're trying to do some things that they can't do. And then I see things that they're doing that we did. You know what I'm saying? So it's funny. Yes, I'm nasty about it, but I'm respectful. I just want you to know that I do hate them. That's it. I don't disrespect them. I will speak to them. I will help them because they're women's football team. But I dislike them. So anyway, that's where we at. Quarter number two ended. You know how I feel about the mercy rule. And it's like, that's the mercy rule. You know what I'm saying? And this rule and that rule. No, I'm just playing. But again, that's just my attitude. You know, if it's safe, let's play ball. Because if it becomes unsafe and we got players going down like flies, you know what? Let's wave the flag. Again, to live another day. So anyway, I am going to move on. I am going to move on to quarter number three. I got an email on Friday, actually, on this past Friday, regarding after-game gathering. It says, Coach Lee, this is my second year playing on my football team, and I just wanted to get your view on after-game gatherings with the other team. Is it good or bad for women's football? I know for me playing football all my life, there's no such thing as after-game gatherings with the other team. It's not a hatred thing. It's just a respect thing, I think, for the boys and men's game. Because we go into this as a battle, as a war, that they are my enemies, that they're not us. You know, have I played against my best friends? And all? Of course. You know, we might get together after the game at each other's house or whatever, hang out or whatever. I know that my rival when I went to high school in Carson, California, our rival was Banning. And we all met up after the game because we all went to high school, I mean, junior high school and elementary together. You know, all, I'm talking about, you know, throughout the whole area. That's why it was created such a great rivalry. And I know that we all hung out afterwards at our hot spot, you know, Buzzer Joint. And it was cool. But the week that we played, we didn't speak, talk, or do anything with each other. But getting back to the topic is, what do you feel about the gatherings? I think it's great if we can eliminate the alcohol that is provided or bought. Location could be different. Because, again, if you're a serious athlete, sincere athlete, you're not going to be putting poisons in your system, first of all. Secondly, alcohol brings out the worst in us. And, you know, I don't care, you know, if I went to an after party and all we did, well, let me scare you, I'm going to go take the building out. If, you know, I just got my ass whipped 84-0 and somebody says something smart, I'm a hothead, you know, that just caused more issues. I tell my players, hey, you're free to do what you want because you're an adult. You know, but remember this, you represent the Showgirls. No matter what, you represent Showgirls 24/7, 365, because you do. I think it's good, but I think there's other places that we can gather besides after the game. In most cases, most teams are leaving either that night or early morning. So we're actually jeopardizing the health and life of these players that tend to stay out, you know, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, because most of us aren't traveling in charter buses. We're traveling in vans, cars, minivans, whatever. And, you know, again, they're getting back up at 7 o'clock in the morning with a hangover, drunk, or not enough sleep. And, you know, these people got the lives of others in their hands. Now, I know some teams have designated drivers, you know, you're driving this trip, you know, and you're done for the season. You know, whatever you guys can do to rally up, you know, it's all good. But that's just how I look at it. You know, sometimes I'm not in the mood to go hang out with the other team. Again, win or lose, you know, I got to play them again, I got to do whatever. I'll be respectful and say hello and whatever, but I'm not big into gathering with the opposing team. You know, I'm just not. That's just not me. Again, I would do if it's conveniently located. For instance, I think last year we went to Arizona, and the after spot was at the team's hotel where we stayed at. So it was a lot easier conveniently to go upstairs, shower up, and then go down, have some snacks, eat, whatever, and then trickle back upstairs, you know. I thought that's great. But I understand why we do it. It's because that's the only time you get a chance to see and talk to the players. And that's part of why, you know, I created the Ning board. You know, the Ning board, TigerFootballGroup.com board, is all about socializing, getting to know your other players and the women that play this game. You know, so, you know, that's where it's at. You know, when we come to the All-Star game, that's when we get together. When you go to the Women's Football Camp and Conference, another social opportunity. You know, but during the season, I really don't feel it. I think it's a kind gesture. But, again, I just got my ass whooped. I'm going over to, you know, to the fifth quarter or whatever. I'm still a little heated. Hell, I might even be mad at the coach for, you know, running a certain play or somebody chop block and then you get alcohol in the system. You're asking for problems. And like I said, I haven't heard of many problems going down, but that's just my thought on the gatherings. I think it's a great gesture, but again, it can be some flames thrown out. And then again, with the women's football situation, you know, folks getting at each other. That's you know, that's a big issue with me as well. You know, just because you're on the road and, you know, what happens in Vegas, stay in Vegas, it can follow up and catch you too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a meat market sometimes. And those are some of the issues that we have to deal with if we're going to be dealing with women's football. You know, and that's just how I think, and that's how what I know. And like I said, the good, the bad, the ugly. And sometimes it is good, sometimes it is bad, and sometimes it is ugly. But again, I'm going to follow up with this. I just think that there's other opportunities to gather. Again, All-Star Weekend, Championship Weekend, Women's Football Camp and Conference Weekend. And, you know, like I said, there's social networking boards, or the board, or however you want to put it, is another place and opportunity. But during the season, you know, let's keep it teamwork. And I love you ladies, but it's just too friendly for me. Again, I'm a competitor. I don't sleep with my enemies. You know what I'm saying? I don't kick it with my enemies. And you're an enemy until the season's over with. Now, do I socialize with the coaches? Yeah, I do. During the week, on a networking board. But, you know, prior to the game, I'm going to respect them. Hey, what's going on? What's up, Coach Ring? Hey, everything good? Da-da-da-da. But we ain't talking about nothing. Y'all watching football games, you see the head coaches talking. They ain't talking about nothing. They definitely ain't football. They thinking about whooping that ass, but they talking some mumbo-jumbo stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's just the reality of being a coach. Every second of the time that I was talking to Coach Ring, you just don't know, bro, we going to whoop that ass. You know, that's just my attitude. You know, we got our ass handed to us. But, again, that's the enemy, the fight that I know I bring to the table. Okay? What else? Hey, so, again, that's my talk on gathering, be it pregame, be it aftermath. Again, just worried about some of the safety issues because, again, teams are leaving first thing in the morning. You know, and on sometimes 4, 6, 8, 10-hour drives. So, again, I like the fact that some of the teams are starting their games earlier, such as 5 o'clock, and allowing, you know, the game to be over by 8. You know, you go out at 9, be back in the hotel by 12. I mean, you got ample amount of sleep. You still got about 6 or 7 hours that you can get in. But let's take that into consideration. Again, it's good, it's bad, it's ugly sometimes. But, you know, handle yourself at each of the gatherings and understand that you represent your team, your city, your state, and you represent most of all women's football. You know, so going out and getting super drunk and, you know, causing issues and problems is not a good outlook for women's football. So, again, ladies, take care out there. Do what you do, but be responsible. Be responsible and think responsible for the teams that do have to travel back. All right. Moving on. Quarter number four. Hot topic on the Ning board. Let me get to the Ning board. Hey, BJ, is anybody in there wanting to talk? Anyone want to drop any science? Again, we got a great crowd over on the Women's Tackle Football Group.Ning.com board. I'm going to go down through the chat real quick to see if there's anyone have any questions. All right. Okay, we're just talking about, you know, some of the fans going to the, this is Food talking. He went to the Utah Blitz after party after week one. The other team was invited, but none of them showed up. Again, they had to get back on the road the next day from, I think that's a 14-hour drive. So I don't blame the Scorn for not showing up. But, you know, a couple of family members, fans did, and the best players were very friendly. Yeah, definitely it's going to be friendly, especially after you win. So, yeah, you're going to be friendly. Coach Hasley was talking about he was kind of shocked after the party, after our game. I enjoyed it with the other coaches and owners, but was shocked. It was shocking to me, yeah, because, again, he's coming from a different level of football. I ain't going to say different level. The normal level of football. Again, the normal level, the attitude is, you know, we take no prisoners. We don't invite no prisoners either, you know. And it's not a hatred thing. It's just a mutual respect. thing. And, you know, I love you ladies and love the things that you guys want to do. But, again, you're taking a little bit of the fight out, a little bit of the fight. Let's see. We got a caller at 626. Go ahead and drop 626 in if that's what they want to do. 626, you rocking four quarters of Coach Lee. What's up? What's up? What's up?
How you doing, Coach?
Oh, man. Is that my boy, Duncan?
Yeah, this is Coach Lee. What's going on?
I was just listening.
I kind of beat you about three or four times there on your other topic, but you didn't get me back.
Hey, well, see, you rocking four quarters, Coach Lee. We can go backwards. It ain't all about what's the next topic. What do you want to talk about, son? Because I already know. Because I just got my ass whooped, and I was talking to you last week about Duncan. You got your ass whooped, and here I am. I get 84 thrown up on me. So I know that's what you want to talk about.
Well, you know, I'm not used to getting beat, you know, period. You know, we hadn't lost the first game since 04. And like you said, you're in a rebuilding stage. I mean, you're in more of a rebuilding stage than we are. I think I got 12 veterans still left on the team, and the rest are rookies. But it's really experience. I've never been through rebuilding a team in the 10 years plus that we've been there. I've never been through this, just at the beginning. And
right. It's
kind of like the beginning this last game we had. It's just too many mistakes. It wasn't that the team was so good. It's just that our team, we just made too many mistakes. So that's what happened. Kind of like what happened to you. We just played sloppy and just wasn't there, you know. Like you said, you know, we're going to get better, you know, with experience, you know. And I do agree with what you said. If you don't get out and play and go to camps and try to learn more about the game, you're going to be hindered the rest of your life at learning about football. Every day, Coach Lee, myself, and all the coaches, we learn a little bit about football every day. So I think you ladies should really get out and do camps as much as you can. And don't let any coach tell you that you shouldn't be doing camps. You know, I'm a high school head coach, and all my kids go to camp every year, two or three camps.
Right.
So, they need that. You know, any camp they can go to will help them.
Right. Be
you know,
green,
we made a lot of mistakes. We're sloppy.
Left.
We threw the ball away. We threw two interceptions with touchdowns. Just sloppy football, you know, and that's not going to get it, you know. As far as this week coming up, you know, I got to deal with it, you know. They got a good team, and as long as they give me 100%, that's all I care about.
Definitely. I mean, if you go back and track on my Facebook page, I asked my girls, I said, ladies, just give me 60 minutes of all you got. That's
right.
All I can ask. 60 minutes of all you got, and whatever the end results are, we will handle it and deal with it. You know.
Right. So, you know, they learned from that. The thing that I wanted to bring up, and this is a sore subject, is too many teams. I think our women's football is so watered up, it's unbelievable. That's just my opinion. Everybody has their own opinion, and that's what America is all about. But to me, I just think we're watered up so much, so many teams in so many little areas. Not little areas. L.A. got, oh, God, within 30 minutes of any team, there's four or five teams there, and that's pretty tough. You know, you got three there. I mean, it's San Diego got three or four teams. They're not big enough for three or four teams. That don't make any sense. But to me, I just think that the water up version is killing some teams. And then the other thing, the subject I thought was a good subject, girls, you know, not jumping ship but just leaving. I don't care if they leave the next year, but have enough respect for the coach to tell the coach or call him, talk to him, hey, I'm going to move on, you know, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. But the way our system is going now, the girls just, bam, they're gone, you know. And, you know, I think that the owners need a little bit more respect than that, just to jump ship, you know. So that's the little things. You know, we all have our opinions. And like I said, this is my opinion. Jumping ship and, you know, moving on with other people and stuff like that. But until we can pay these people, they can do that. You know, that's my opinion, too. Until we can pay them, write them a contract up and say, hey, you do this, you don't do this, you don't do that, you do this, well, then you really got them by the you-know-what. But until that happens, you know, I think the league comes in there to be more demanding with the players and stuff that, you know, you're not hopping around from team to team, you know. But
I'm not mad at anybody for leaving.
I had a lot of girls to leave me this year. But
right.
they have their own reasons. I'm not mad at them. I just think with respect, with all the teams and owners, you should at least respect the owners enough to tell them, hey, you know, look at what they done for you. You know, they don't have to be there. You know, it's a tough situation out there. Every day, owners are spending money to put women on the football field every day. So
right.
I just think the respect thing there for your owners should be a little bit more so helpful to. I think the girls should, you know, respect their owners a little bit more. That's my opinion. I just want to bring that up.
And that's a good topic. You know, and I'll even bring that up for next week because that's something that that's an hour subject. But just to touch on it real quick, Duncan, is, you know, the leagues in prior years, I don't care what league you name, have been in favor of the players and not in favor of the owners, even
That's
in
true.
Owner-land leagues, you know.
I've been in every league now.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been in every one. I agree with you.
Right, and the players can just say, hey, we're not going to play for them. We're going to start our own team. And what the league going to say, well, we need a team in that area. So, yeah, we accept you guys, and we'll drop the ex-owners. Or that team will go to another league based on the player operation. And like I said, if there's real reasons behind it, then let them be. But not just because you're not playing and you're not starting or you got to work hard to play. That shouldn't be an excuse. And that's where the watered down has come from. And I definitely 100% agree with you as far as, hey, let me know if you're going to play for me. If I ask you in September, you coming back, and you say, no, I respect that. The door's still open for you to come back, you know. But don't hold me by the, you know what, saying, I'll let you know. And then you find out when somebody else pulls your name on a roster.
Right. That's how I found out some of my name was gone.
Yeah. Same here. I mean, like, they were in the same boat. And
I'm not mad at me. I just think the respect of the stuff that, we as owners do so much for these girls. They pay their sponsorship. I understand that. But that's small compared to what we do out there every day looking for fields, every day paying your trainers. It's just a lot of stuff that owners have to do. And believe me, in 10 years of it, you know, I pretty much know everything that goes on with women's football. So, not mad at them. It's just my opinion of all the teams, not just mine, yours. I mean, you took a real bitter south situation. SoCal took a real bitter south situation. I don't know what happened. It's none of my business, but all of the girls left. You got all rookies. I have 12 veterans left. And, you know, I don't know what happened, but, you know, it's really a tough situation. You know, you train them, you do everything, you teach them everything they know, and, you know, it's a rough situation. I hate to see that in women's football. I really do. Anyway, that was just my opinion, and
Don't rush. Give us a little bit more time. We can end it a little bit later. It's no big deal. We need to go another 10 minutes. We go that. That's no big deal, Coach. But like I say,
seen a lot. I played ball for your college coach and the pros. I played for George Allen. And you know George was a sweet guy. You know, I wouldn't leave that guy for nothing. He taught me so much. It was unbelievable. And the one thing he taught me was discipline. So that's, that was well taught.
A lot of the teams that have, and I'm not going to say a lot of teams. I just talk a little bit more about mine because I'm more personal. Because this is Four Quarter Coach, so you and I do that. And this is an extended version of the show because we're going to add a little bit more time. But my thing is this. We do a lot. And for me, I have open book policy. And I tell the girls straight up, ladies, you guys got to come up with $500, $200 in player fees, and $203 in sponsorship or donations or whatever you got to come up with. I don't care how it comes. You can get all $5 in donations. It don't matter to me. But I'm going to tell you what. That's only one-third of the budget split amongst 40 players. Myself and my partner, who's my father-in-law, will take up the other two-thirds to get this thing rolling. People didn't understand that. They still didn't understand that. And so they went out and did it on their own and doing it on their own. And then I'm finding out that now they're working even harder where they're at now as far as trying to gather funds and finding they have to find their own ride to get to the freaking game and pay for their own hotel. You know, that irks the crap out of me because here I am with an open book policy saying, hey, this is how much funds you brought in. This is what you've done. Hey, you good. You know, and then when I show the bill, hey, it costs $4,200 to charter a bus. It costs, you know, $450 for an airplane ticket. And, you know, if you didn't come up with your fees, then you got to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I, as an owner, as a coach, and as an ex-player of the game, I understand all three aspects. And I think the ladies don't understand the discipline aspect of it as far as what you got to be a football player, the life lessons that you're going to learn as a football player, and that everybody can't do it better just because they say they can't. You know, proof is in the pudding. And like I said, I did a standing ovation this on the show twice because it was a slap in the face for the, my teammates, my team members to leave me with no excuse, with no nothing, and not even give me word. I'm finding out who's playing for whom because a roster pops up, and every day something was added to it that they didn't give me the respect as a coach and owner and say, hey, coach, you know what? I really don't agree with you on this, this, and this. I want to go play somewhere else. And that's all I would want. And then they come
well,
to
that's
my
respect.
Game.
That's respect.
Yeah,
right.
But,
like I
but
said,
hear this out. Then they come to our football game, knowing damn well they were cheering against us, but saying they were in support of. No, you weren't. If you were in support of, you wouldn't have laughed. Don't give me that bull crap. You can't bullshit a bullshitter. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So I know I'm getting a little personal because it's a touchy issue with me. And I think that those who came to me and told me these are my intents, I have a better relationship with them. But for those who didn't, you know, I put the middle finger up and keep on moving. And that's why I'm such an avid of them losing. I don't give a damn about them because they're not my team.
Mm-hmm.
So you're nicer than I am. I'm not nice.
Well, Lee, you know, I'm not coming down on any one person, but if you know as an owner and a coach and a recruiter that all these people are leaving in September or back before December, you can go recruit. But if they don't let you know and you got to call them and you find out on Facebook and all that who's playing for who and all that, I just think to me that's disrespect. That's all I'm saying. I'm not mad at anybody. They're gone, and, you know, they can move on their way. They can't play for me no more, and, you know, they can go on and do what they got to do. But they probably don't want to play for me no more. But I've never done anything to any of these girls of disrespect. So my thing is I just think any owner deserves respect. Any head coach deserves respect. And just not up and jump. And skip and dip, you know. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about all the teams, all football teams, and all the leagues. I just think that you get mad at a coach and you want the coach gone and you go get your own team. I just think that's the part that where the league needs to clamp down on that stuff, you know. I enjoy what I'm doing. I mean, I could quit today and just coach boys and be happy with that, and I would be. But I love women's football. I love giving them the opportunity to play the game. I love coaching them. I love giving them everything I have. But when they disrespect you, that's another thing.
Right. All right. Well, Coach, hey, like I said, man, I think we can open that can of worms up on our next show because
okay,
it's a topic that needs to be addressed and it needs to be given. And I think that players should call in. And talk about
I wish
that.
They would. I'd love to talk to them on that. I really would.
I would like to hear the players' perspective. You know, for the player that left or the players that stayed and now playing against the ex-players and stuff like that. You know, how do you really feel? You know? And like this, I'm a touchy-feely guy. I'm gonna tell you how I feel. I don't hold back. I might hold back the cursing that I want to say, but I'm gonna express how I feel. And if you don't like my directness, then you know what? That's on you. I'm gonna be as respectful as possible when I say it, but I'm gonna give you my true feelings behind it. You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what. Yeah. So. Hey, Coach, you know you can call anytime, man.
Yeah, if you have this on the subject next week, I'd like to speak on it. I'm not, like I said, this is just my opinion, you know. And
right.
You know, everyone has their own opinion, you know. But it's like you and like me and all other coaches, we're giving these girls everything we got. We're teaching them everything we have. And,
right.
For them to skip, it's like you said. How do you feel playing against your old teammates? You come back, and whether you win or whether you lose, there's got to be some animosity there. I know it is on this side. I know that. But.
Right.
So, anyway, I'll leave it, Lee, and I'll go on and do what I got to do this week. You know, as long as the girls give me 100%, I'll be happy.
Hey, that's what you got to do. And, again, going back to the whole topic, if I'm getting blown out, as long as I'm not jeopardizing the safety of my players during that point in time, let's play ball. You know what I'm saying? Let's play. You know, this is football. And, again, some are weak, some are strong, and you can't hide it. Our job as coaches is to expose our strength against the other team's weaknesses. That's
right.
The whole object of the game. So,
You said, the one thing that's, you come out of a loss like that is you learn something. After our loss to the team up north, the girls understand they lost, why they lost. That's the problem. I mean, that's the thing. I asked them, what happened out there, you know? And I got so many different things that they said, the rookies, you know. Well, you told us not to stand around, and all of a sudden, boom, I got the shit knocked out of me. Excuse my language. But that's those kind of things, if they can get this stuff out of it, that's a good thing. Then you're moving in the right direction, you know.
Right. Okay. Well, like I said,
we're
rolling. So I'm going to let you go, Coach Duncan. That was Coach Duncan of the Los Angeles Amazons. Again, a good friend of mine. Probably so good that he got me in debt behind this women's football stuff. I started laughing at that. So anyway, that's my inside joke with Coach Duncan. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be $400,000 broker, because that's what I spent over the last 6 years in women's football, of my personal money. And that's why I talk the way I talk, because those dollars could have been put somewhere else. And I put those dollars behind the ladies, and the ladies just left me, okay? And that's why I'm so refreshed, because I got a new group that I can reteach. And it's just refreshing. So in a sense, it probably was a good omen that, you know, that they did leave. And, yes, I'm bitter. I'm a bitter coach. I'm a bitter owner, because I know what I put into this thing. You know, I know what I've done. Matter of fact, one of my ex-players who play on another team called me today to do an interview with me for a project in her class about promoting women's football. And she felt kind of bad, because she realized how much effort and time that I put into this. And then to see us lose, as she said, in the matter that we did, she felt bad, you know. But, hey, that's just the way life goes. You know, you can't regret. You can't regress. You got to progress and move forward. And that's what I've done. That's what I do, because I'm four quarters with Coach Lee. You rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. And that's just my attitude. You might like it. You might not like it. But you're going to get the real me. This is me. I'm crazy. I'm loud. I'm funny. I got dry humor, but I know the game of football. I've been doing this for 40 years. Yeah, I'm 40 years old, and I've been doing it for 40. I came out the womb. 2 weeks after I came out the womb, I was in the film room, breaking down film with my dad. My dad's a football coach. As a matter of fact, my dad came to the game this Saturday. And trust me, that was embarrassing, to have your mentor, the guy that taught you everything, and then you get your butt whooped like that. But you know what he said? You fight to live another day. You got talent out there, son. You just got to mold it, got to shape it, and get it together. You know? That's what he tells me. So if my mentor is telling me that, I'm telling you this, then that's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. You know? He seen me at the beginning in 2006. He saw the films. He's been following the progression of the Showgirls. He know how good we were. He watched the last game of last season that we lost by 2 points. Nothing wrong with the scheme. Nothing wrong with the plays. Coaches coach, players play. Players determine the outcome of the game. Coaches make calls, but the players ultimately make the determination of the outcome of every game, be it that they make a tackle or they miss a tackle. Coaches put you in position, you got to make the play. Bottom line. Bottom line. Bottom line in our game, coaches put you in the position, we put them in the position, but they didn't make the play. The player that was opposing team was just better. Face it. Now what are you going to do? Are you going to work hard on the offseason? Are you going to go to camp like Coach Duncan's talking about? Are you going to get football, the book, Football for Dummies? Are you going to watch more football during your offseason, during the regular football season? Are you going to go to clinics where coaches are talking about scheme? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And I'm not talking about the players. Coaches, too. Coaches, too. We got to get better. So, BJ, if you want to go ahead and hit that music, just like my song says, I refuse to lose. Listen to it, because that's me. What more coincidence? This song you listen to right now, that is my attitude. Every superstar's got a theme song. This is my theme song. Listen to it. Because I'm going to let you go right now. What? You got a caller at 702? Hit the button, BJ. Let's keep the show going then. 702. Yes, sir. What you going to do?
First, I will give a shout out to the best coach out there. You know what I mean, especially in Sin City, Coach Lee, repping them LB Showgirls. You know,
okay. Who are you talking to?
This Coach Jerry, former Coach Jerry.
Hey, what's up, Coach G? What's going on, man?
Give a shout out to you and my girls to see how's everything going on the up and up. You know, I like your show. I like what you're doing. More people need to do it, and a lot of people need to listen to understand, you know, what you're talking about, because it's all real.
Yeah, it is. Definitely,
you know,
that particular. Bring it, baby. Bring what you got to add to the gumbo pot here, because that's what we do around here. Four Quarters Coach Lee is about being real about football. You know what I'm saying? These ladies don't know. Because I know you didn't put in gears, am I right?
Yeah. You know, I tell every football player, every athlete, want to be an athlete, you got to pay your dues, you got to study. You know, you can't be out there thinking you're a superstar because there ain't nobody a superstar. If you think you're a superstar, you need to leave it alone. You know, it takes more than one to win. You know, just listen to your coaches, do what they say. Trust me, everything will fall in the right place. Get that hard one in your hand.
Yes, sir. But you saw that we took a big L this weekend.
But you know what? You got a fresh group of girls, but it's all good. I mean, sometimes, you have to learn how to win. I mean, learn how to lose in order to win because you appreciate it more, you know. And what I was thinking, because I'm like, that must be the old Sting, you know. That's what I mean, the Scorpions, you know. I don't know what team it was because I was out in the country. I was out of the country, the Bahamas, loving it. You know, when I came home and seen the score, I was like, ooh. But, for a fresh course, huh?
It was a team, your first year coaching, we played the SoCal Scorpions from San Diego. It was that team that won the national championship that year in 2007, and also the LA Amazon, about seven of their best players. So it was an all-star team.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, you know, the girls ain't got nothing to put their head down for. You took the L. You learn from it. You keep pushing. Now you put it on somebody else. The next opponent coming up to the plate. You put it on.
Yeah. They coming to the show, to the stage,
yeah,
as we call it, and we gonna put on the show this week.
Yeah,
you know how I do it. You know how I do it. Well, Coach Jerry, hey man, like I said, man, I do this every Monday night. A lot of the girls from our team don't even know that I promote women's football like this. That I talk real to people across the internet waves. You know, I got listeners that want to listen to me, that understand, because they know how to speak my mind about what's going down, what's going on. And like I said, I'm respectful towards it, you know, but I am human. I do get mad. I am angered by the situation. You need my key?
It is what it is. It happened, you know. Like I said, I'd have been on that fence, been losing 63-3. So when I played college ball, I'm sorry, Cornhuskers, but it is what it is. You know, you take it and you just brush it off. You brush it off and keep going to the next one. You know, that's all it is. You got a group of girls, even the last group of girls. I love and respect, but you got a group of girls now that's a lot of first time athletes. Or whatever, you know, but they listen, and they want to play the game. They want to play the game, you know, and I respect that. I respect you as a man and as a head coach. Like I said, all these years I've been knowing you, I have big ups for you, because you're doing something that a lot of people, especially in Vegas, even high school coaches can't, you know, promote. They have people come, you know about their program or whatever. Let the world know about your program, and it's all good.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And like I said, man, you can call in any time. We extended the show a little bit because, you know, my boy Coach Duncan, you know, had to get some things off his chest. And my super-duper producer, BJ, went ahead and added some more time on there. But, you know, I got to get home to the family, and that's what people don't understand. Yes, I put in a lot of time on the women's football thing, but if I don't get in that family time, I lose out.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm about to do right now. I'm trying to get back on what we call American time, because I'm still on that Bohemian time, you know.
I hear you.
All right, I see you out there.
All right, then.
All right, Coach.
All right, thank you. Again, that was my boy, Coach Jerry, who rocked with the Showgirls for about 3 years. But again, you know, he had to move on. You know, life is asking of him to do some things different. You know, he wanted to get involved in more activity things of his photography and stuff. Hey, but the respect is, he came to me and said, hey, Coach, this is my dilemma. I don't want to be a part-time coach. You know, I don't want to half-ass. So my thing is, hey, I don't want to half-ass coach either. So let's get it rolling. Yeah, keep that music rolling, baby. Keep the music going, because I'm trying to get up out of here. I'm trying to get out of here. But again, as you listen to this song, this is my theme. I've been doing this show for 2 years. My theme song has never changed. All I gotta do is say, finish up with the music. I'm out of here. You got something that you want to dial into me on the meeting board? Please do. Women's Tackle Football Group .com. BossLadyShowGirls at yahoo.com. Or you can hit me up on my own personal cell. 702-764-8878 or 7888. I forget the numbers. I got all these doggone numbers. But hit me up. You know it. Hey.
They've fallen off, known as fair square throughout my years. So I growl at the living.